Part 5, Get the Knack of Change. I've always prided myself on my ability to produce lasting changes in almost anyone. But I had a rude awakening one day when a man I'd helped years before to quit smoking approached me. He pulled out a cigarette pack from his pocket and said, "You failed." "What do you mean?" I asked him, curious to really know what had actually happened. He said, "Well, after our session, I didn't smoke for 2.5 years. But then one day I got stressed and I lit up, and I've been smoking ever since. It's all your fault. You didn't program me properly," he said. Well, although his communication was less than elegant, this man gave me an incredible gift. He reminded me that we must take personal responsibility for our change, or it's worthless. No one can, quote, program you. You must condition yourself for change. Any change we make will be only temporary unless we make ourselves and no one else responsible for our lasting change. Specifically, we must adopt 3 core beliefs for lasting change. They are, 1, it must change. Believing that we should change something is not enough. 2, I must change it. Others may coach me, but I'm ultimately responsible. And 3, I can change it. Since I created what I'm currently experiencing, then I can change whatever I'm experiencing. What really makes change happen? Nothing changes until we change the sensations that we link to an experience in our nervous system. For example, as long as cigarettes give you a feeling of pleasure, you're going to be drawn to them. It's only when you associate cigarettes with disgust, ashtray mouth, and death that lasting change tends to occur. Though we'd like to deny it, what usually drives our behavior is gut-level reactions, not intellectual calculation. You see, you may understand that chocolate is unhealthy, yet do you still eat it? Why? Because you're not driven so much by what you intellectually know, but instead by what you've learned to link pain and pleasure to in your nervous system. It's our neuroassociations, that is, the associations we've established in our nervous system, that determine what we'll actually do. Why don't most attempts at breaking a habit work? Because we address the symptom of the problem by dieting or going cold turkey or cutting up their credit cards. But if we don't eliminate its cause, it's going to resurface. The technology I've developed is called neuroassociative conditioning, or NAC, the knack of change. It's a simple yet powerful 6-step strategy for producing lasting changes. And the 6 steps are, 1, state clearly what you really want. Most people focus on what they don't want, and that's what they actually achieve. 2, get leverage on yourself. Make change a must. 3, interrupt your old limiting pattern. Break the habit's hold on you. 4, create a new empowering alternative to your old pattern. You can't stop a behavior or stop an emotion. You've got to replace it. 5, condition it. Reinforce this new pattern until it becomes a positive habit. And finally, 6, test it. Make sure it actually works in the situations where your old habits used to come up. Next step, 1, decide what you really want and determine what's preventing you from having it right now. Remember that we get whatever we focus on. So rather than dwelling on what you don't want, clearly articulate what you do want. For example, instead of making your goal to stop smoking, decide what you want to do to be more healthy, vibrant, alive than ever before in your life. The more specific you are, the more power you'll have to rapidly achieve what you want. Once you've decided what you want, identify any obstacles you may face, such as the anticipated pain that might occur as a result of changing. What do you really desire, and what's preventing you from having it now?